page job, right? It's another one. And on this shot, I'm going to be asking a question. It's complaining really worth it. So let's just get into it. Why do people complain? I would say, like, the from my own understanding, why people complain at events, they get angry, whatever, is because they place their expectations, they place their hopes or their expectations in something they can't really control. So if let's say something bad happens to me and I'm complaining about it, because I expected the result to be something else. But let me frame it like this. I write an exam, I don't pass the exam, and then I'm complaining about the exam, right? Why am I complaining about it? I'm complaining about it because I felt I should have scored more, or then I was cheated, or I felt this, or I felt that. It's always this kind of feeling that something didn't go right with the exam. And then this kind of expectation, you expected more from the exam, but then you didn't get that more that you were expecting. So you kind of kept your expectation or your hope in something that you could not control, because you really can't control the exam score. You really can't control if they're going to fail you or they're going to pass you or anything. It's not within your reach or within your control. So for someone that is complaining, they probably kept that expectation or that hope, or they some sense of control in something that they could not control, right? And the other question is the emotional relief from complaining. So I was fascinated about the whole complaining kind of thing, and then I stumbled across someone who was complaining, and I asked the person, like, why do you complain? Like, what do you complain? What do you, like, get out of complaining? And then all in all, what I kind of understood from what he said was that it's like you're venting out your emotion, or you're venting out your concern or your anger or whatever. So it's like you're getting emotional relief from seeing what's within you. So that's like why I piece from it together. And then the question is, does complaining help the situation? You're in a very bad predicament. The question is, does complaining really help? In my opinion, no. Complaining does not help the situation at all. In any way, any shape or form, it does not help matters in any way. I mean, you could let's say complain about the situation, or you could vent out your emotion. But then complaining about this, the predicament, like long term, is not valuable. To me though, like complaining about something for a very long time is very irritating to me. I personally find it irritating that you're complaining about a situation for a very long time, instead of you like thinking about, okay, what's the solution? What are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about that too? And then you're just complaining about it. To me, it doesn't sit right to me, because then I'm trying to calculate a million ways for us to get out of this situation. Then you complain about it, it's not going to help my train of thought, and it's going to make people around you very emotionally unstable. It's just like in the episode that The Art of Being Calm, where people really like someone that is calm, especially in very bad situations. When someone is like, just so calm, so collected, it makes everyone feel okay. It's going to be alright, it's going to be alright. And then it's like the opposite when someone is complaining, you probably think that's going to be like the end of the world or something. So personally, I feel complaining doesn't help the situation. Nah, it's not a really good look on you if you complain. Just like how it looks to people. For me, it's not really a very good look. For somebody that complains, it's okay to complain. It's okay to like vent out your emotion. It's okay to do that. But then complaining long term, or like complaining for a very long time about a certain issue or a certain topic or whatever, it's not a good look on you. Honestly, it's really not a good look. Just like getting angry, like you're getting angry over something, like everybody has moved on with it, but then you're still angry about it. It's really not a good look on you. And that's it. It's like, why waste your energy on something that cannot be controlled? Because the thing is that why people get worked up or internally troubled or whatever, because you place your hope in something you cannot control. You get angry. You're getting angry because it was not the behavior you expected from this person. It was not the result you expected from this thing, or this was not the whatever. I think you get what I mean. it's not your expectation, and then you're getting angry over something that you cannot control. The only thing that control is basically your mind, your reasoning choice, your opinions, your perception to things, and then the way you think and the way you behave, stuff like that. You can't control your body, you can't control the weather, you can't control if somebody likes you or not. So why now get angry? Why now get angry when rain starts falling? I'm like, oh my god, ugh. Because you really can't control the rain. You really can't control that person you have a crush on likes you back. Why get angry with the person that doesn't like you back? So you don't want to put your energy or emotions or whatever expectations and things you cannot control. And it helps with anger and sadness. So you get a lot. You wouldn't get angry easily when you realize that you shouldn't put your expectation in things you cannot control. You'd be a lot calm and reserved, and be a lot more logical in your thinking. And then the more you practice it, the more closer you become to be that calm person. I guess the take home is that it's okay to vent out your emotions any way you want to do it. Everybody has different ways of coping or dealing with situations or whatever. But then long term, it's not sustainable, it's not good, it's not nice, and it's not a good look on you. But then the more you practice the fact that you should not put your hope in things that are not control, the more you become, the closer you become to be that calm person, that person that understands that person that really understands life and understands the situation, that anything can happen at any time. And then you just be prepared for it and don't put your hope in anything that you cannot control. So that's it for me. I hope you liked what I was trying to say here. I hope you got the message. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you on another short.